think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina. Within these next hours, a new president rises in Argentina. His inauguration, Javier Milei, who is known popularly as a radical, a man who campaigned with a chainsaw to cut through regulation, a man who said he was going to close things and shut down things and change things as an economist, a way out of the deep, deep hole that Argentina has been in, it feels like all my life, but certainly since the turn of the century, debt to IMF, debt to everyone, and not promising to grow because of the system in place called the Peronista system, which employs maybe half the population either in government jobs or union jobs or on the dole in some fashion. Not a way for a country as well-educated and well-positioned and rich in resources as Argentina to proceed. And now Milei is making announcements that are significant because it looks like he's stepping back from that chainsaw. Argentine economist Santiago Basile is set to become the governor of the country's central bank after President Milei takes office December 10th. A close ally of the incoming minister, Luis Capito, Basile was undersecretary of finance under Mauricio Macri's administration between 16 and 17, later became the finance secretary until December 19. Professor, these names don't mean significance to me, but I do recall a promise to shut the central bank. I also recall a promise that something was going to happen dramatically called dollarization. Is Milei stepping back from that? That was then, this is now. Has something happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. My sense is that Milei, as an economist, understands that before he could even think about moving forward in some of his ambitious libertarian agenda in terms of reducing government and government regulation, everything from the central bank to 10 of 18 Argentine ministries, the first thing that he has to do is prevent the Argentine economy from blowing up, or better said, from blowing up farther. Given that you have significant debt, there's a $900 million payment that's due this month to the IMF. Argentine foreign currency earnings are way down because of a record drought last year in its agricultural sector. You have a record inflation going to 150%. You have a currency crisis where the official rate of the Argentine peso, 350 per dollar, is way out of line with what the market is actually demanding, well over 1,000, which means that there will probably have to be a short-term reevaluation. So in my judgment, Argentina and Milei understands that the first thing that he has to do is stabilize the situation and win investor confidence. And so I think to his credit and really reassuring the markets for many, some of his early choices go back to a person who was the key in backing him in his gambit for the presidency, people allied with the previous government of Mauricio Macri back in 2015 to 2019. And the key thing, of course, about Macri's presidency was the role that he and his economic team back then got involved appointing credible people to really bring Argentina back into the international financial system and the confidence of creditors after the previous actions of the Peronistas had pushed Argentina out. And so it's interesting, the key people that Milei at least initially has brought on, Luis Caputo, who played a very, very important role in helping to resolve resolve Argentina's previous debt defaults, and actually attracting new money into Argentina. He has now been made the economy minister under Milei. And again, Santiago Basile has been put in the central bank. A person who was undersecretary and for a while acting secretary of finance under Mauricio Macri. That team, in my judgment, sends a clear message that there's a desire to do the same thing that was done under Macri, which is try to restore confidence, get Argentina back in the markets. I suspect that if Milei is successful in this very delicate effort to stabilize, and I believe there's a certain amount of sympathy within the IMF. Milei's team met with the IMF when he was in the U.S. and in New York just about a week ago, also with the backing of other key players like the United States. If Milei gets through this initial period, then you may see looking to what support there is for his more ambitious agenda, doing away with that central bank, eventually moving to dollarization. Once there actually are enough dollars in Argentina's reserves to dollarize, also to see politically it's possible to eliminate some of those government organizations that Milei as a libertarian only believe is hurting more than actually helping. So I think if Milei is successful, more radical things could be coming if he has the votes in the coalition. But for now, stabilization seems to be the primary focus. And that's something that seems to have reassured markets quite a bit.
Calling upon what I've learned from our colleague, Mary Anastasia O'Grady at The Wall Street Journal, about how you get into a fix as deep as Argentina. The central bank, whenever there was a shortfall of money to pay accounts or salaries, they'd print more money. That's not a central bank. That's a printing press. That's guaranteed to wreck an economy. And the central bank at this point, I'm presuming under new management, is not going to print more money. But in order to move it towards dollarization, seems they would have to reassure everyone that they're not going to confiscate dollars, which was something I understand that was done before. In fact, what I learned from Ms. O'Grady's column is that the estimate is that there are $230 billion under pillows somewhere or coffee cans in Argentina or nearby Argentina to fetch when and if the public has assurance that the government is not going to confiscate dollars. Do we have an indication from these appointments that day is done? Because until that happens, Evan, we both know in the investor class is not going to phone up Buenos Aires and say, what can we do for you?
Well, I think that's exactly the point, especially with the selection of Caputo as the economy minister, because Caputo really considered having realized a miracle before when he took over under Macri Argentina had previously renounced on its debts, and so Caputo really orchestrated the arriving at reasonable payment for Argentina from past debts, and then went beyond that to take a country which not so far long before defaulted, and attracting something like $3 billion in new capital into the country. And so, if anyone has showed his mettle in taking a country with a lot of doubts by investors and convincing investors to trust yet again, it's Caputo. And so bringing him back on seems to suggest a desire to return to that orientation. It's a very difficult navigation. I mean, because Argentina has been here before. It's fooled me once, shame on you. Fooled me twice, shame on me. And so markets will be a little bit more skeptical about the permanence of the Milei policies. But at the same time, there will be some politically difficult devaluations. And so again, when you have a currency whose what they call the blue market rate over 1,000 pesos per dollar is so far out of line with the official rate, it seems likely that the reevaluation, I say the devaluation of the currency, which would probably postponed by the outgoing Peronist government for political reasons, that will have to happen pretty soon, or else Argentina simply runs out of dollars to pay out. Again, to that extent, such devaluations generate inflation because they make everything from elsewhere in the world denominated in dollars more expensive. And so from the very outset, Milei may face a inflationary spike that he's obligated to make as he brings the dollar in conjunction with what markets are willing to pay. And that will politically take away from some of his ability to do other things. And so it's going to be a tough ride, but it seems to be a selection, understanding that if anyone can make markets believe yet once again in Argentina, it's Caputo and his team and Basile at the central bank.
The Macri administration lost the story. My memory, it's several years out of date, lost the story when it made concessions to the unions, all powerful, to the Peronistas demanding the transfer payments, the redistribution continues, and when it permitted the black market to persist to dominate with dollars. All of those things happened under Macri. Is there a reason to believe that they won't happen again, concessions and a blind eye to the black market?
Well, that certainly is the danger, John. And to me, there were two things. One was structural, one was political. The structural was that Macri, also as a relatively free market-oriented president, released some of the currency controls and other restrictions that basically had prevented the free movement of money and thus capital flight. On the other hand, as Macri ran into deepening economic problems, that he tried to make some political concessions to avoid being paralyzed, and that in many ways undermined his credibility as a free marketeer. And so at the end of the Macri administration, what you had was a spiral of a capital flight, which created more currency crisis, as well as political concessions eroding his credibility, which in the end opened the door for essentially the Peronists to come back in under Alberto Fernandez, who was supposed to have been a more moderate, although things didn't turn out that way. And so you're absolutely right that if things go south, it would likely be the same general flow of events that if Milei cannot turn this around, he will face overwhelming political pressures to compromise. He will face the overwhelming possibility of markets turning against him, which will deepen his economic malaise and that of Argentina. So it's the same risks. He's threading a very delicate needle, and he won't have much time to work.
Professor Avenelis, the New World Report, we're heading to trouble in Panama, one of the most significant states on the planet, given the canal and the drought. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.